Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,544. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith,
and Mike
Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. I'll tell you, today it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: delicious pizza and children's favorite TV shows. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
All right, here we go. A global man goes to the grocery store and takes a dump on a frozen bag of Totino's pizza rolls. Meanwhile, two men in Australia are busted crossing COVID border with buckets of fried chicken and KFC bowls. Man solves all 50 clues and wins a real-life Willy Wonka candy factory. Meanwhile, calling 911 multiple times to tell them you are tired is non-satisfactory. And Pokemon Oreos are being resold on eBay for $1,000 a package. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, this is not a shock to anyone, but movies. Movies are big business, and there's a good reason for that. People like movies. It's that simple. Comedies, dramas, action, adventure, documentaries, if you're Ted, the occasional rom-com on a flight. There's something for everyone. Now, if, however, you are a fan of horror movies, Mike, a company called Finance Buzz, they're offering one such fan $1,300 to watch 13 different horror movies as part of a survey. Now, if you're not into horror and prefer, say, I don't know, celebrity sex tapes, some potentially good news for you. Rumor has it that there is another Kim Kardashian sex tape out there. Apparently, it's, quote, better and longer than the original, but it shares the same problem as the original, Ted, yes, which would be that Ray J is also included.
Mm-hmm.
The major complaint about the first sex tape was that there was more Ray J than there was Kim, and frankly, nobody wanted to see him. Now, on the other end of the video spectrum, police in Oklahoma, they're very interested in the man who appeared on screen at a local grocery store. Get to see the man in question. He's recorded pooping in the freezer at the grocery store. That's bad enough, but the unsuspecting mother of two who put her hands in it as she attempted to grab some frozen foods is what took it. Apparently, he took the bag of frozen food to cover his fecal matter. She reached to grab said bag, and her kids are there, and just put her fingers right in there. We'll share that story coming up. But look, these are just some of the stories we've seen. Stories that left us with many, many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us. We ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be a part of the big show, the random question. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9
KISW. Home patrols and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,544. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. I know you're thinking to yourself, man, these guys work a lot. And they work hard. One of these days, they're going to deserve a day off. We put together these incredible shows for you so that the replays we do will just be spectacular. And today, we're going to have one of those shows. I guarantee it.
Woo!
The exciting return of your guess is as good as mine. Our categories, by the way, we have the top 10 most popular pizza toppings. They do this every year. Believe it or not, it changes every year as far as what falls into the top 10. And then we have the top educational TV shows that you watched as a kid.
Educational?
Education. Now, that takes Barney right out of the equation.
Yeah, there's no education.
Well, Barney's
about
not
it.
Educational. It was entertainment. Yeah. It's candy for children.
It is not entertainment either.
Teletubbies is candy. It's entertainment for young children. It's not exactly educational. So these are the ones that you grew up with. Whether you realize it or not, they had a little educational value to it. Whether it was teaching you your ABCs or your numbers or whatever the deal is. Those are the categories coming up with your guess is as good as mine. Oh, by the way, as we do a little bit more Men's Room for you every day, coming up on the greatest... Oh, Jesus, I put the greatest story never told. It's the Men's Room. Happy Hour. Whatever the hell. So much to do. So little time. Coming up on the Men's Room Happy Hour today, we'll recap what we did over the week there, and we have the return of the word, as Steve, once again, you have found a word that we really can't say on the air.
Correct, correct.
But where the word originated from, so to speak.
Yeah, think about what's J.J. Watt's brother, T.J. Watt. Oh, yeah. And now imagine if he dropped the J.
Ah,
right. Okay. So, but come on, Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I was like, man, I'm trying to make this easy, bro. Anyway, I did a little research on the history of the word, and it's not that the history of the word is particularly interesting, but how we started using it day-to-day in common language is, let's just say there was a small faux pas.
Now, if you haven't checked out the Men's Room Happy Hour, right after we leave these airways at 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday, we go over to the Odyssey app. And if you haven't done so yet, download the Odyssey app. Tons of free stations on there, hundreds of brand new channels. And not only that,
and don't listen to any of those.
Yeah, no, hell with that. Don't listen to promos we play on this radio station. You listen to us, damn it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on. We need all the help we can get. But you download the Men's Room Happy Hour, and then from there, it'll give you an alert if you favored it. And then Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock, we go off these airwaves, get a little bit more freedom aside from the FCC.
Sure, sure.
And we do the Men's Room Happy Hour every day. So that's coming up that. Oh, one more programming note. We got so much stuff.
Program.
We do have tickets for you to check out Ghost and Volbeat as they are coming to Climate Pledge Arena. And what we'll do is at 420, because I figured that would be a number that you would remember, 420 this afternoon, we will give you a code word. You take that code word you see, you go to KISW.com, you enter the code word into the gimmick or whatever the hell is, and then you have a chance to win tickets to see Ghost and Volbeat, from what I understand. One of the newer shows that's been announced at Climate Pledge Arena. You could be, look, if you're a fan of Ghost or not, if you've never seen them before, they put on one of the greatest live shows I've ever seen. I saw them at the Moor probably 4 or 5 years ago. Then I saw them at WAMU 2 years ago, 3 years ago, before COVID hit.
All right.
The show is fantastic.
That's all you've said. I'm like, do you even know Ghost songs? He's like, no. But the show was outstanding.
I know Rats and all that stuff.
That's, I know that one.
Exactly. And Volbeat, they're incredible. So that's
a good man live.
We'll
kicks ass live.
We'll give you the secret word.
Secret.
Or whatever the hell they call it at 420.
Secret.
But you'll know it, then you'll go to KSW.com, plug it in, and hopefully you'll win those tickets. All right, today is the day we do our random question. 206-421-ROCK. Do we have anyone online? Do they remember we're here?
We do. And their name is Sky. Hello, Sky. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Oh, it's a guy named Sky.
Sky.
Yeah, Sky the guy.
Sky, did you miss us?
Sky guy.
Did you even know where you were gone?
Dude, Sky. What's that?
Did you know where you were gone? Did you miss us?
What?
We were gone. Okay, see, I'm glad.
See,
now,
you
sometimes you have people who just listen to the show, and they're fine with the replay shows. Other people give us hell.
Miles, you caught the worst of it.
Oh, I got a lot of hell on Twitter.
I saw that.
I checked in on Twitter. Oh, my God, people hate my guts.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with the replay show.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate that. All right, let's go with this one. We'll start with the...
All right. You know what, Scott? We'll see you.
We'll start on a lighter note here on a random question. What would you say is your favorite alcoholic beverage? Now, obviously, this can be broken down into many specifics, whether it's a mixed drink, whether it's a certain beer that you like, wine, whatever your deal is. I want to know specifically, what is your favorite alcoholic beverage? If you could have one right now put in front of you, what would you choose to drink? Which is a tough question, I understand.
It's very tough. I'd say it's a tie between either Saint Germain or a Godfather.
Okay.
So what is in a Godfather?
So it's one part scotch, or it's two parts scotch, one part amaretto.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay, so still has that peaty taste to it, I guess?
If you use a good scotch, not really. You know, it's more like after dinner drink, you know what I mean?
Okay. Where did you discover this, man? Because this is new to me. Amaretto and scotch.
Random YouTube videos. I mean,
okay. It's a sour, right? Yeah.
What's that? I mean, amaretto should make it sweet.
That's right. What I'm saying. Like, does it take away the peatiness because you put that on top of the scotch?
Yeah. It's real sweet without being, you know, too sweet.
It's made out of scotch. So how many of these could you drink before you were just stupid? Two, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. When I was younger, a lot more.
Well, sure. Yeah.
You know.
All right.
Maybe two, maybe three. At the most.
Yeah, I was gonna say, scotch is no joke, man. That's that's like, I'm just sprinting toward the drunk finish line.
Do you guys have a drink that you would prefer? You know what I mean? Like, if you could just have one right in front of you right now.
Well, you're saying like a cock, specifically just not beer.
It could be a beer, yeah.
I don't know. I will say this. Last week, we were in Vegas, and how do I put this mildly? Friday, I got absolutely smashed to death. Like, I do not have words to explain how drunk I was, so... I fly out Friday night. I land in Vegas on Saturday. I did not get out of bed until 3. So let's just fast forward to Sunday. The first day I was able to actually get out of bed and feel decent, but I was still scared to drink because I was like still hungover from Friday, all right? So we had rented a cabana by the pool, and they come around. They offer you drinks. Now it's 10 o'clock in the morning. It's 100 degrees outside. I'm still sweating out toxins. I'm like, but as an adult in Vegas and someone's offering me a drink, I can't say no. That would be rude and stupid. So I got, for the first time in probably 15 years, I got a screwdriver.
How was it?
All right.
Dude, it was effing delicious. I wanted vodka to me is kind of a candy-ass drink, and I don't mean that as an insult. It's just something I can pound without getting too messed up, right? So I'm like, all right, let me start slow with the screwdriver. I probably drank like 7 of them.
And you didn't get heartburn?
I kept waiting for the heartburn, man. Okay. No heart. I could not believe how good it was. And then again, for the rest of that day, because I was still scared to like drink hard, switched to Kahlua and cream at night.
Damn.
And delicious. It's like a milkshake.
I mean, like, you forget, if you haven't had a White Russian in a long time. I mean, I know it's cream and what it is. You know what I mean? It should be good based on the...
Oh, I pooped a lot, but I was scared of shots. Beer was just too heavy. I mean, again, Friday messed me up real good. So I went with those drinks, but then for the rest of the time we were there, that was pretty much my go-to.
I think anything right now, be a Men's Room of Original Ale.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. Available in a few select locations. KSW.com.
If you're going to say what's my favorite, I mean, I would go with beer.
I know that's your favorite drink. But if we said right now, man, like right now, because you know you're going to drink beer. Hell, we're all going to drink beer tonight, right? It's inevitable.
All right.
Monday Night Football, but I say, Ted, any alcoholic beverage, I'm not going to get your Miller Lite. I'm not going to do it because it's too easy for you to do.
Oh, I'll take an Old Fashioned.
Bam! There you go.
All right.
Old Fashioned?
Just because of availability. Honest to God, I would want something that we can't get. So that, like, I would probably just get a Yingling beer.
Yingling?
Yeah.
Or a
Presidente. Well, I can...
Presidente?
That's one of my favorite
drinks. You can have anything. There's like any drink.
But I can't get it right now. Like, I can't get it here.
So
the problem is, like, if I could get it, then I'd already bought it.
Well,
and
sure.
I wouldn't want it as much. You know, it's like anything else. You know, it's like an In-N-Out burger, man. You know, like, if you like them and you
pass one. You're like, oh my God.
I love mimosas. Mike and I were crushing mimosas a couple of weeks, like a week ago.
I haven't had a mimosa in a minute. Yeah, the screwdrivers.
Oh, by the pool, 10 a.m. I mean, I see you went screwdriver, but I feel like that's the time to have a mimosa.
Yeah. I think I debated it briefly, but honest to God, those screwdrivers going down so easy, so well, and kind of hair of the dog in it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is my goddamn friend. It was my friend for the entire time I was there.
I also think you change your drink depending on what's going on, where you are, situationally speaking. Like, I normally do not drink Jack and Cokes, but if I get on an airplane, I mean, just bring them on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but here's the
whatever
difference.
Reason, that's the one place where I'm like, that is what I want.
Because they won't let you just order Jack. Think about it. If the airline said, look, you don't need to order a Coke with this, we'll just give you the Jack. I think I would just order shots of Jack. And to be honest with you, even when I order Jack and Coke, since they give them to you separate, I do a shot of Jack and then do a Coke chaser. I never mix them together. But on the plane, it's like whatever you have available and I have to mix it, then that's good enough for me.
Yeah. Or if you're just eating, like even at the airport bar, I order stuff that I would never order at a regular bar. I don't know what the hell's going on at the airport bar. I mean, I always get like a big beer, but it's never the beer I drink.
Right.
It's like a Sam Adams or just something different on the handle. I'm not a big fan of Duck Island. The one that is that the name of it or Duck? What's the one from Chicago?
Goose Island.
Goose Island. Whatever the hell.
Duck Island.
Looks like a duck. Looks like a goose. Whatever. It's like got a goose handle on it.
I like the Goose Island stuff.
Do you like Mac and Jacks? I'm not a fan.
Stella. If they put Stella up there, I'll pass on a Stella.
I'm not a fan of Mac and Jacks. Right. It's not that it's a bad beer. I just don't like it. But there's the one gate. I think it's Gate N at SeaTac.
Where they have like the safari bar,
the African bar.
Yeah. Right now,
is it still the African bar?
I don't know. But every time I get stuck at Gate N, I'm like, God damn it. And the only reason I God damn it is because the only beer they offer is Mac and Jack, and I just don't like it. But that said, because I'm a drunk, I still drink plenty of beer. So it's one of those things my wife will say, like, well, then why do you order it? I'm like, because it's beer, God damn it. I know I don't like it, but it's what they've got. So I'm going to sit here and drink 3 pints of this and be unhappy.
Baby, this was brewed in the Serengeti of Redmond, Washington.
Yeah,
that's exactly
it. They have some other stuff.
Do they now? Because I
have sat at that bar so many times, but I feel like I switched it up.
Well, but you got to understand, it depends on the company I'm with, right? So if I'm with the wife, I can't just say, well, I'm going to skip all the beer and just go straight shots. If I'm traveling with you guys, I'm like, I don't care what kind of beer they have. I'm just drinking shots, right? I mean, it's understood. So if I'm with her, it's more difficult because I'm reduced to the beer world.
I'm not sure if that place is still there. But if it is, you know, like, they should have accompanying food. Like, I should be able to get a giraffe burger. You know what I mean? You know, like a zebra, T-bone.
At least
you know
what I mean? Like, exotic
then
meat.
I'm in there and, you know, kind of getting the full dinner experience.
Dude, you know what? You're not far off.
What's that? As far as their food?
Yeah, they've changed it and now got African chefs from the area to go in there and help out.
African chefs from the area? The area of what? Seattle?
So,
I mean, where are you getting this authentic African chef? Ballard?
You could have a sambusa.
What's that?
Central African fried pastry filled with African spice, beef, or vegetables.
Ooh. Okay, all right. What else you got?
Fried plantains.
Sure.
Chicken salmon. So it looks like they have a couple offerings.
Salmon, very traditional African dish.
Reason we asked, what is your favorite alcoholic beverage? Speaking of Sam Adams, Samuel Adams is launching a new limited edition beer, and it packs such a punch, it's illegal in 15 states, believe it or not. The brewer released a new version of its Utopias brand. They do it every 2 years. And the 12th edition will be on shelves starting on October 11th. Don't bother looking for this if you live in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, or West Virginia. Utopias are illegal in those states because they contain 28% alcohol by volume. That is more than 5 times the potency of typical beer. Does that mean that you could not have a pint of this? I'm pretty sure you can drink a pint of this, right?
Why not?
It's 28%.
Well, isn't wine
so that would
somewhere
be, so,
around there?
So if it's 5 times, just figure this. If you have one beer, this is the equivalent of 5 of those.
Yeah, then you could drink one.
Yeah. You could drink, well, I just can't imagine getting effed up that quick.
I don't like that idea.
You can't?
That's 5 beers in like one beer.
Well, I mean, I can't.
Where were you?
I was physically with you to Friday.
I mean, I can't.
Friday.
You're right. Maybe I have a problem. Yeah. But whatever.
No, you just have for some reason, you just have weird things with certain alcohols.
It just can't be
no way
beer.
I could drink that. That beer is way too strong.
Like, I'll have my fourth shot of Jameson.
Right. I'll do my fourth shot in half an hour. But stay away from that crazy beer.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's also noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even in places where the brew can be sold, it might still be difficult to get your hands on. Samuel Adams only brews about 13,000 bottles of Utopias every 2 years, and according to its website, and it's expensive. What is the suggested retail price of a 25-ounce bottle of the Sam Adams Utopia 28% alcohol by volume beer? You guys got
$300?
Not far off, $240.
Yeah.
We pioneered
25 ounces?
Yeah, I cannot. And it says, I'll read this as it's quoted from Jim Cook. We pioneered the barrel aging and blending process of Utopias almost 30 years ago and continue that time-honored tradition today. They started in 2002. The initial cost was $200. Either way, it's hard to find. So if you can find one of these, it's probably worth ponying up the price if you can get your hands on one.
But it's only 25 ounces. And the only thing is this, right? For beer.
So our beer used to come in a 22, right?
Yeah,
in 22.
Yeah, for a little while.
So it's a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah, 3 ounces more. But like anything,
I'm saying you just take a nip, like 2-3 fingers of this beer. That's all you need.
But if you keep opening and closing your beer, it's like your soda, right?
It's that liquor.
I mean, it's shareable, right?
You got to be very specific. Beer okay, drink. Like I love beer. I have no desire to drink this beer.
What's Mad Dog? Mad Dog 2020 is a fortified wine. I think it comes in at about 20-some% as well.
Most of them are like 14.5 to 16. A couple flavors are over 17%.
Okay, that's so could you imagine drinking an entire pint of Mad Dog 2020?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done it.
You have?
Not recently. Now, look.
I mean, I'll do shots of
it. I don't have any fond memories of how my day went, but yeah, I absolutely remember. Because, you know, when you're young.
You can drink a bottle.
And you can drink a bottle because it's, you know, it's cherry jubilee. I mean, it all tastes kind of sweet, good. So you crush a bottle. You ask yourself why more people aren't doing that. And then you wake up the next day and you go, this is exactly why more people don't do this.
Don't get me wrong. You drink that whole 25 ounce of that thing, you're going to be trapped. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't think I would want to buy a beer that I'm just going to take like a little sip and be like, all right, it's good.
I mean, for $240, right. I mean, if you could find a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle or something like that, I mean.
But that's going to last, right?
You could buy that.
You're not going to sit there and drink the bottle.
That's what I'm saying. To me, this sounds like a thing that you would get and 4 or 5 people would sit around. And you know what I mean? Everybody could just get a taste of it.
But do you want to do that? Maybe I'm just a selfish guy, but like I have 25 ounces of this.
Just so people can taste and see what it tastes like.
Again,
to me, I'm curious of what a beer that potent tastes like.
You know what you can like, sip it, but it's like eating fries off of my plate. 90% of these are mine. The other 10% I accept that the people around me are going to eat. So same thing with that. Like I got 25 ounces of beer. It's cost me, was it $275?
I mean,
bucks,
is this going to taste like mead or some crap, or is this going to taste like an actual beer that's drinkable, but it's just at 29%?
I would assume it's got to taste like one of those super heavy, thick beers.
I would think so.
Because okay. I've been places with people that are like, hey, you love beer. Come out to my, you know, garage bar. I have this crazy bottle of beer. I've been waiting. And then they pour it. And I'm like, I don't know, man. This is weird. It tastes like syrup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does not appeal to me.
But some people love it.
Since, I guess, look, I'll drink anything. I'll try it all, but it's just do I want a pint of it? Probably not, you know?
No, I can't imagine buying it, but if I bought a bottle, I'm drinking a pint
of it. Worst days in the world for me are in Fremont. They have what they call the sour beer week or something. Right?
Yeah, I'm not a fan, man.
And like half the damn tap handles have sour beer on it. And I'm just like, I know to each their own. It's just not for me.
I like sour beers, but that's literally you have two and you're like, okay,
I'm done. I'm done. More of the random question coming up, 206-421-RUN.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
We'll give you a chance to win a ticket to see Ghost and Volbeat coming up. We'll give you the secret word at 420 for that show at Climate Pledge Arena. In the meantime, it is our random question. Question 206-421-RUN.
We were just talking about, Sam Adams Utopia beer?
Yes.
I guess it is. They sell a 25-ounce bottle. It's 28% alcohol, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody here says, if you guys think that Sam Adams is strong, check out Tactical Nuclear Penguin. It's 32%. Also, there's a beer that served at a taxidermied squirrel called The End of History, and it's 55%.
Jesus. So, The End of History.
Yeah.
How about the end of your day?
Wow.
I think the strongest beer I occasionally enjoy is a Maritime that puts out the Jolly Roger beer in the wintertime.
I don't know.
Candy cane on it, whatever, man. It's just a wintertime beer. That will knock you on your ass.
A lot of winter beers do that, man.
Yeah. Especially the Bifrost from Elysian. There's another one.
That one's good. Yeah.
That one will
I put the Space Dust is a good beer that'll put you on your butt.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
And that's what? 8%?
Somewhere, yeah, right around there.
I mean, that's what the bottle says.
Right. You know, more or less.
Somewhere in there. It is a random question. Question 206-421. Random.
Hello, random, David. Random, welcome to the men's room.
David, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, let's go with this one. David, have you ever made or watched someone's sex tape?
No.
You've never made one?
No, never made one. Accidentally did watch one.
How do you accidentally watch one?
Well, because we thought it was a Monday Night Football game. So I'm going to take you back to the 80s, back when we had these things called VHS tapes.
Oh, yeah.
This was back in the time, not to date myself too bad, but this was back when Bo Jackson was playing. He was still a rookie for the Raiders.
Damn.
And this was, this is a while ago. And this was the famous game where he just ran over the Seahawks in particular. He really ran over Brian Bosworth.
Oh, yeah.
And so I remember, right, just... Cloud.
Yeah, but Bo Jackson didn't star in Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Take that, Bo. No. You might be a two-sport all-star, but hey.
You're not in Dr. Pepper ads, are you?
Nope.
Exactly, right? So long story short, we popped this in thinking, by the way, that this was the... I was showing this to a friend of mine, and lo and behold, what we got ourselves in is a sex tape of a very good friend of mine, one of my closest friends at the time. He had actually used that tape and then left it at my place for reasons I still don't understand. We ended up watching the first few minutes of... Well, I'll just leave it to your imagination.
Sure. Was he with somebody hot?
You really could only see her forehead.
Oh,
without
okay.
Going into more details.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Follow you. All right. So you basically just sat there and watched a video of your friend's penis.
Well, for about a minute, we're like, this is not the Seattle Seahawks game.
No, it's not.
But he chose to record over a moment of sports history. You know what I mean?
Well, like, he wasn't a big Raiders fan.
But I feel like once somebody labels their VHS tapes, right? So back in the day, because you'd have to write down whatever is... There were certain things I'd feel safer than others.
So what you're saying is, this was a game that had been played a while back,
mm-hmm.
and you were just going back to rewatch the game. It wasn't like you taped it with that tape that day.
Right, right.
Whatever, and the next day you watched
it. No, it wasn't that day, but it was only like about a month or so afterwards. Like, we were talking about, you know, famous runs, and I was like, oh, you know what? You haven't seen this again to my friend, who was younger than me at the time. I was like, you haven't seen a really good run until you've seen how... Bo Jackson just absolutely demolished the Seahawks, in particular, Brian Bosworth. And, well, he saw demolition, but not what we anticipated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I think if I'm in that situation, to be honest with you, you know, like, and someone agrees, like, hey, let's set the tripod up and go, because you couldn't just hold a little, you know, phone up then. You had to have an actual camera.
I think what he was saying, this guy was doing pointed. It's a big camera.
What
but
I'm
obviously...
saying is, once I get the green light on that, you know what I mean? I'm just running, grabbing any tape I can. I got you. Boop, all right, let's go.
You're right. I mean, if it's
or
just
if he's
like,
a Seahawks fan, you've recorded a bunch of games, like, oh, us getting, or Bo Jackson trucking our guy, like, oh, that tape's done.
Raise my ass.
If you really want to alert people, find wedding video.
I'm trying to think of the sex tapes that I've actually watched. Like, as far as someone said, hey, you got to watch this. I think the first one that I watched of a celebrity, if I'm not mistaken.
Pam Anderson.
I think it was Tonya Harding. I think it was Tonya Harding and the guy that she was, Jeff, was it
Galooly?
Galooly. All right, so I'm not thinking anything.
Was that out before Pam and Tom?
I think it
Tommy
was.
Tommy Lee?
I don't remember if it was, but I had not seen it yet. And I don't particularly find Tonya Harding attractive, but people kept saying, dude, watch the tape.
Sure.
It's going to change your opinion.
You got to remember that Pam Anderson had a tape out before that with her and Brett Michaels from Poison. So that was even more all famous right. before the Pam and Tommy Lee.
That's the one where he's bouncing around on the bed.
I think it was either, you know, I've seen Vince Neil, which is awful now that I think about it.
Or maybe it is
like
Vince Neil.
And just like in hindsight.
Oh,
like,
Gene Simmons, I saw his.
Hulk Hogan, when he was with the radio guy's wife, I saw that one. What else?
I definitely saw Kim Kardashian's.
I never saw that one, but Ted, your review, you're so disgusted by it.
I'm still pissed about it.
It's all raging.
Yeah, well, Ray J's member.
These were the days where, like, first of all, the Tonya Harding sex tape was in a trailer, basically.
It's Tonya Harding,
yes. So it's not like, you know, this glam thing of, you know.
This was straight, that was straight sex.
This is just two people getting on. I thought to myself, man, Tonya Harding throws down.
Yes,
I,
she does.
I watched this tape. I was like, this is why you never turn down an opportunity to have sex in a trailer.
Because it's some trailer sex right
it's
there.
It's insane, man. And anybody who's ever had sex in a trailer knows exactly what the hell I'm talking about. You just fight through the butterfly tattoo on the back or whatever the hell's going on. You know what I mean? And, you know, you have great sex. You feel uncomfortable sleeping there because you can hear everything.
Sure.
Like the neighbors are literally 5 feet away from you in a different trailer. But reason why I asked, have you ever made or watched a sex tape? Ray J's former manager, a guy goes by the name of Whack 100.
I would trust someone named Whack 100 to manage my affairs.
Wonder what his mom was thinking that morning. Oh, yeah, we'll name him Whack 100. Revealed on a podcast that there's another tape of Ray and Kim Kardashian giving each other the business. And he claims it's even better than the first one and longer. It doesn't sound like we'll see it, though. Whack, or Mr. 100, however you want to call him, if we're being formal, claims he would only give it to Kanye West because, quote, that's the mother of his children. I don't think that I would want gifted to me a tape of whoever I'm with from somebody before that I was with that person. Like, here, you know what, man? You deserve this.
Out of respect.
I want you to
when
have
when I used
it.
To have sex with your wife, hey, man, I want you to have this tape.
Just look at this.
No.
No, that's not.
I don't want that.
He thinks Ray would go along with that because, quote, Ray J's a father now, so he would probably gift that to Kanye. Kim's lawyer says there is no second tape. The claim that there is an unreleased sex tape is unequivocally false.
How do you know? Mm-hmm. How do you know? I mean, for the lawyer to say, look, Kim might not even remember. She's like, yeah, I don't think there is. Maybe there is.
Recorded it all the time. Whatever.
Either way, you know there's probably like 15 tapes out there.
I would assume maybe it's just not a legal thing. Like, she's Kim Kardashian. At some point, they were like, all right, if there's any more tapes, here's this much money. Hand them over.
Exactly.
It was probably part of the first deal.
Yeah.
You know what
but
I mean?
That's just why, like, right. I look, I'm with you. I guarantee you there's more tapes, but would they be released?
They
would anybody care?
No, not
Ray
anymore.
Ray J still involved?
That right, that's the big thing. By the way, the Pam and Tommy sex tape apparently came out years before Tonya Harding.
Oh, is that right?
So was that the first big one?
That was the first one that, like, everybody had seen. You
right.
Could, like, you could download
but
it.
But that was like a full-length movie. You know what I mean? For whatever reason, like, that was like the movie of home
right, but that
sex kinda, videos.
But that kind of started, to me, like, the sex tape era.
To the point
right,
that
then,
we
like, Paris Hilton came out, like,
right,
had
one
that
night
terrible,
in Paris.
Right? They had a bad one.
That's
Kardashian,
what it's
Kardashian. But, I mean, literally, as Thrills talked about, like, that kind of starts to, like, hey, let's put a sex tape out there.
Well, the Kardashians were the ones, she was the first one where, like, they signed off on it. And she even admits that now. So, oh, yeah, me and Ray J talked, and we both wanted to jumpstart our careers. People had heard of us, but we were not famous. We understood because sex tapes were big business then. So instead of it leaking out there or whatever, let's just sign off on it, call it a leak, and
I don't
make
know,
the money.
I don't, like, if I'm Pam and Tommy's kids, right? I think they have a couple kids. I don't think I would want to know that one of the most popular sex tapes ever includes both of my parents.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, with Ray J and Kim Kardashian, I mean, they both have children. But, you know, the other party is not something that's familiar to them. But in this case, you know, like,
does it matter, though? I mean, look, ask yourself this. I can say, all right, Miles, your parents have one of the most famous sex tapes ever. Or your mom was in one of the most famous sex tapes ever, but she wasn't having sex with your dad.
Right. Like,
I'd rather have both parents. Like, okay, at least it's my parents. It's not like mom is ooh. making sweet time with this guy, or dad's making sweet time. At least it's them together. You know what I mean? I don't know that it's awesome either
well,
way. I just feel better.
There's going to be something unique to it. Like in the Pam and Tommy thing, it was just like how real. It was just like how dumb Tommy was, like when he was talking.
Oh, staggeringly.
I mean, it was just like, oh my God.
But he's also
like,
sleeping with Pamela Anderson.
This is,
guy,
this is the biggest meathead I know. And Jesus Christ, look at the size of that piece. This is not.
Right, I mean,
this is incredible. But like with Chuck Berry, right? Okay, we should play the audio from that sometime on the Men's Room Mafia.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know,
that's awful.
He's farting, he's doing all these things. He's just, I mean, he's got his legs over his head. He's just, I mean, it's just insane. It's just like, that is a different sex video.
And he's an old man already in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's already famous, man. But like you said, all incontinent, blown out farts. Like, damn, Chuck.
Jesus Christ.
Random. I know you're paying him, but she deserves better than that.
That's one that you watch strictly for the entertainment value.
Oh, yeah.
And not for the fact that you're going to get horny.
It's not even sexual. It's you're like, oh, my God, this dude is
just messed up.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing, fellas?
Hola.
Welcome to the program again, Don, and welcome to the Random Question. All right, let's see here. Okay, Don, what would you say is one of the more adult experiences that you had growing up? So whether that was the fact that, let's say that, you know, you watched an X-rated movie, or your parents, you know, like, didn't care if you had a beer at 15 years old, or like, what kind of shocked you growing up that was kind of a more of an adult experience?
Probably a picture of this one woman with me and a buddy, and she was playing the double slide trombone. I prayed to God and threw it away.
So was it a Polaroid?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it someone you knew?
Well, yeah, it was a buddy, but, you know, I mean, we got accused of smiling because we were bumping something, you know, but...
Okay, well, that's pretty adult.
And how old were you at the time?
Oh, geez, I guess about 19.
All right, okay.
Okay, that's not so bad.
I had a neighbor, man, and he used to take pictures of all the women he slept with. And then, of course, whenever you go over there, he's like, hey, check this out. This is on Thursday. Hey, check this out. And it's like, how are you developing this fast? And why don't
this is a film camera?
Oh, yeah. Like, why don't they say anything to you, like, at the Rite Aid? You know what I mean?
You know why? Because kids at the Rite Aid are looking at these hot naked chicks.
I'm with you. That's creepy.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people that do it now. You just keep pictures on your phone. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I can remember even as a kid, my dad would want to go to the bar and get lunch or whatever. But I was allowed to sit at the bar.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And people were getting drunk and, you know, having fun, whatever. And I'd go shoot pool, and they had a popcorn machine in there. You know what I mean? And I would just hang out at the bar for, you know, however long he was watching the game or whatever, and get hot dogs and all that stuff. And I sat at the bar. So, like, to hear the conversations that are going, and no one was like, hey, there's a kid at the bar.
Oh, that don't care.
They don't give a crap. You know what I mean? You're at the bar. So, I mean, it was, to me, that was normal. But at the time, like, looking back, I'm like, hell no, I'm not letting my 8-year-old kid sit at the bar and listen to this stuff. Especially when they're making bets at the bar, there's a bookie there.
I don't know, man. I think part of the
crap going on.
It's just the times. I mean, you know, like, well, my dad used to smoke, and I'm 10 years old. He was like, "Hey, man, go down to the store, get me a pack of smokes, right?" And the guy behind the counter understood they are not for me, obviously. I mean, two packs of merits, but you never gave it a thought. But the conversations that adults would have around you at that age. I mean, if you went out to the garage and your dad's out there drinking beer and working on the car that was never completed. It was kind of the same conversations, and it's the first time you hear, well, at least in my experience, where, you know, as you're growing up, you know, dad loves mom loves dad, that's it. Well, now he's talking to his buddies, like, you see Farrah Fawcett's nipples, and you realize, like, okay, my dad likes ladies.
One of the first,
he's married to my mom.
I think the first official concert, quote, concert that I ever saw was the Go-Go's opening for Duran Duran. And this has got to be it's got to be like 1984, 1985, somewhere in there, right?
If you paid full price, yes.
So I go to the show, man, and the first thing I smell in the Coliseum, I'm like, that smells like the garage. I just thought that was the way that on Friday and Saturday nights, maybe the garage smelled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, garage smell on Friday.
I was like, that's the garage smell. You know what I mean? It finally like clicked in the whole thing. Like, I get it now. I understand what's going on. These people behind me live in the garage.
I still do it when I'm places I don't expect to smell weed. Even though I smoke weed, it still catches you off guard.
You're like, hey.
I'm like, oh, who's smoking?
Hey, I'll tell you this, man. You know, Vegas recently legalized it.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone is taking advantage.
Mm-hmm. Can you smoke in the casinos?
Not in the casino. But, Ted, honest to God, like, when you take one step outside of any casino, it's weed everywhere. You walk back into the casino, everybody's cool. But, I mean, everyone goes outside.
You can just go outside of the smoking area if you want. Well, not that they have a smoking area, but you can just go out there and get
people ripping joints everywhere, and I'm like, you can tell this is new because they're all smiley, bad, and excited. And I'm like, oh, it's cute.
The reason we asked, what adult experience did you have growing up? A Massachusetts teacher said a school hired a party bus that included stripper poles to take students on a field trip because of the nationwide bus driver shortage and an now viral Twitter thread.
It's just a pole, us as a girl on it.
This is a great story. Due to the national bus driver shortage, my school has hired a party bus with stripper poles to transport us to a field trip. This is not a drill. According to Jim Mayers, whose Twitter bio states, teaches high school English. Mayers then shared a photo of what appears to be the stripper pole and party bus lighting in the thread. This is your typical, the party bus with a stripper pole. The teacher then added an interaction he claimed he took place between him and a student about the said alleged pole. Mr. Mayers asked a student, is that a real stripper pole? Yes, I replied. Huh, he said. I've never seen one before. Me neither, said the teacher. Mayor said he expected responses from Twitter users questioning the legitimacy of the incident, but insists, look, it's a true story. The entire day was, in fact, a phenomenal experience for all the kids. They didn't really care about the bus. As has been known, half the schools nationwide dealing with a severe bus driver shortage. So if they wanted to charter this thing to go to the field trip, they couldn't find anybody to do it. So they got a party bus with a stripper
party
pole.
Bus.
What's wrong with that? To me, that sounds like a pretty good time.
Yeah. And if the kids are going to love, like, the only people that care about stripper poles are those of us old enough to know it's a stripper pole. Otherwise, it could be a fireman's pole, stripper. It doesn't matter. It's something they can climb on, hang on to, whatever.
Yeah.
It's also rare to see an actual stripper. Generally, it's just a drunk girl in your party.
You know, they rarely show up with, like, strippers included.
Yeah, but I tell you what, bus drivers in general, I don't care if it was, I don't know if you guys had just decent school bus drivers. Ours were a lot more like auto, I think. I mean, as far as just the, even when I got on that Greyhound bus to go see my kid in Bellingham, man, as soon as I walked in the bus, I'm like, oh no, it's that guy. And I realized, like, he's in control of every single person on this bus. It's a scary thing when you realize who is actually, no pun intended, driving the bus. You know what I mean?
I don't know what the bus driver situation is now, having not been on a bus in millions of years. But looking back to elementary school, you go, okay, I remember three in particular. One of them definitively was a drunk. But as a kid, it doesn't, you know what I mean? It's just how he was. And he was always a nice guy. But, like, again, looking back, one guy was a drunk. All of them certainly had records. You know what I mean? But they were very nice to us kids. So even though you can look back and realize, like, oh, I see what's going on with them. They're a drug addict. At the time, it didn't matter. His eyes are always red.
It's a tough gig, too. Because kids have parents.
Right.
And then you're taught, you understand when you get to school, there's teachers and principals.
Mm.
Whereas the bus driver is stuck in this weird zone of, like,
how much discipline can I enact on this
kid?
Right,
and, like, are the kids just going to test you the whole time as they know you're not your parents or a teacher? Mm-hmm. So, like, a school bus driver is kind of a rough gig.
Oh, not only that, but I do recall one point in time, two kids getting a fight in the back of the bus. They were older than me, probably a couple years older than me. I don't know what the fight was about. Bus driver pulls the bus over at a small mini-mart gas station convenience store. Gives each kid a quarter and says, get off the bus, call your parents. I'm not taking you to school. I'm not taking you home. You guys are done. I've warned you enough. So we're all like, ooh,
right.
Like, he's going to get in trouble. They're going to get in trouble. The next day, in homeroom, the teacher gets up there and goes, listen, we had an incident on the bus the other day. Two kids got dropped off at a convenience store and had to call their parents to get a ride home. If any of you guys act up ever again on the bus, just know he will do the same exact thing.
Good.
And we're just like,
good.
Oh.
Yeah.
We thought he was going to get in trouble. You know, because he basically left him off the side of the road at a gas station.
No.
They don't care. He was like, no.
Good. If you got little kids, make sure you're there when they get off the bus.
Oh.
That's the new rule. Why is that?
Well, sometimes other teachers and administrators have to take those children home if nobody's there when they get off the bus.
Oh, no.
Also, remember that if your kids get out early from school on, say, I don't know, a Wednesday and you're off, you should remember that they get out early.
Oh, no.
Instead of the school calling saying, hey, kid's been there for like 45 minutes.
Oh, I thought he walked in on you or something.
Be right there. Yeah, I kind of forgot.
More of the random question. Who doesn't forget their kid? More of the random question coming up. 206-421-RUN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.